Welcome to Youth Block on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio. This is Chris Trump, T-R-O-M-P, and I'm in the 12th grade and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa. Joining me today are
John A. Scher, 10th grade from Holy Family Academy.
My name is Denise Woods. I'm in 10th grade and I also go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
We'll be discussing what Teen Block is, the MLK Dream of Radical Youth Conference and how it went, Kappa's walkout, and the Black Panther, and our teachings. For our first topic, we will be introducing Teen Block and what we are. Teen Block is basically an organization that helps the students get their voices out. Because of Teen Block, we are heard more, we are able to do more things, and we are able to reach more people. Why did Teen Block start? It started basically so we could get our voices out. We can be in charge of our own learning and our learning systems at our schools. We meet at least 2 to 3 times a month, usually on Thursdays and Tuesdays. And the things that we talk about, we just talk about so many different things. Sometimes things with our personal lives, and sometimes it's things that's going on in school. But basically, it's like a big thing where we're all there for each other to help each other through school and the different things that we go through. So how can you get involved in Teen Block? You could go to our website, which is aplusschools.org. If you have Facebook, you could go to Teen Block on Facebook. That is our Facebook page name, T-E-E-N-B-L-O-C. We have meetings every first Tuesday and third Thursday of the month from 4:30 to 6:30, and you could just show up. And we're located in the lower hill next to the Hill House.
So one thing I wanted to talk about was the walkout that happened at Kappa. How did y'all feel about that?
Since I don't go to Kappa or like any Pittsburgh public schools, it was really interesting to see because for real, I don't see that a lot in Pittsburgh, students being powerful together.
I feel really good about it because it's shown a lot of people like the truth about certain things. Like a lot of eyes were open while we were downtown holding hands. Like there were people who came and joined us and were there like backing us up, adults and other students from college. It's kind of weird, but it's like a really cool thing that I'm happy that we did it because a lot of people, like we're getting a lot of backlash on it. Like a lot of people are saying that we shouldn't have did it. Some people are saying we should be suspended. A lot of our students were scared to come and protest because there was a rumor going around that we would be suspended. And we didn't get suspended, but we are going to have an aptitude detention. But I understand it because we did walk out of class, but it was also for a reason that we believed in. So just like any other major leaders, they knew certain things come with consequences, and we knew that walking out of class. I'm always told by adults and administrators or other people that a leader that we should always voice ourselves and that our voices matter. But when we try to, it's like we always get shut down. So it's like, why do we even try? This, I feel like this really did a lot and showed that we really do have a voice and that we're not going to just stop.
Have you ever had like an instance where you went to a teacher and like they agreed with like everything you said, but when it comes down to actually do something, they're just like, oh, I really don't know how to help you. But y'all made it seem like y'all could help. So like, what was the point?
Or like they'll tell us our ideas are like great, or they'll say like we'll talk about it later, or say like we'll start planning it, but then they'll like push us to the side and not really try to answer us and try to make it seem like they're too busy. One of my teachers, they let me, like they were okay with me leaving and were like, all right, like just be careful, please. Like students, please be careful. You don't know who's out there. And it's not like they couldn't come with us because they had to be at school or they could get in a lot of trouble. Like a lot of the teachers seemed like they were all for it. So I feel like they really didn't have that much pressure other than like them worrying about us students because like they really couldn't do anything like at the time. But, like, now I feel like they might have a little more pressure going on because we will, like, ask for help. Like, now that we see that we know who will support us, we're going to be asking for help. Like, there's students that plan on going down to D.C. on the March 24th for the national one that's going to be in front of the White House. Us trying to get, like, buses down there, things like that. We'll see coming up if they'll have any pressure or not.
I definitely agree with Chris. I remember I was sitting in class, like, sitting there making posters, and my teacher came up to me, and she was supporting me, and she was helping me, like, even sitting there helping me, like, design the posters, and saying, oh, you should say this thing, it would sound good, and this goes good with this. And when me and my friend got up to leave at, like, 11:59. She was just sitting there like, I'm so proud of y'all. I support y'all. And if there's anything that I can do to help, just tell me. And she's one of the teachers where, like, if you go to her, she'll try to her best ability to help. And I feel like she's definitely one of the teachers where even if she feels like it's not the best idea, but it's for a good cause, she'll not drop everything, but she'll do her best to support you in any way she can.
It's a really powerful thing because a lot of adults will say, like, kids can't do certain things. This generation is this and that, that we're, most of us are bad kids. We can't do certain things. But this is showing that we have more power than what the adults think that we have, and that we could come together and be peaceful and fight for something that we believe in just as if they would.
I would love to participate in a similar march. Lately, a lot of negative things have been going on with students in general and the younger generation, and it's nice to see that even if we're not together, there's unity between all of us, and it's basically because of social media. Like, social media plays a really big role in how us teens communicate and how we can, like, agree on something that we all believe in and make it a good thing.
I can be, like, really goofy and immature at times. I know for a lot of people, when it's time to be serious, we can be serious. We have important things to say, just like Chris was saying, in that no matter who you are, where you come from, at the end of the day, you should be listened to because everything you say is important and deserves to be heard by everyone.
A next topic that I would like to talk about is the MLK Dream Radically Youth Conference. It was a conference where a lot of young African-American youth came together, and we talked about a lot of issues. Like, some workshops that we did, one that I facilitated was deconstructing the binary and how we all fit into this. It's like either black or white, and like, what if I want to be both? What if I am both, and y'all are putting me in this category that I don't believe that I am in? That's like one of the workshops that we did.
I was in a workshop where we learned history of hip-hop, and basically it was telling us that hip-hop was a thing that helped our community at first, that with Nas and KRS-One, usually all the old rappers were rapping to help the youth. But then, like, later on, it got changed, and now a lot of people don't agree with it and doesn't like our hip-hop and wish it could be better, and I understand it, but I also feel like it just comes with things changing. A lot of more rappers back in the day, they used more lyrics than what we do now.
The biggest thing that impacted me, and it was kind of like why I decided to join Teen Block, was the documentary we watched. I think it was called, like, Teach Us All or something like that. And it was talking about Little Rock 9, the, like, group of 9 African-Americans that went to go desegregate Little Rock High School. And I kind of find it powerful how just 9 people alone can make such big of a difference. Like, even though only one of them graduated, I feel like the fact that they were young, just to be that young and make that big of an impact, I thought was really powerful. I always struggle with reaching out because I thought, like, I'm young, no one's gonna listen to me. But just seeing, like, those 9 students alone make such a big impact really made me, like, realize I need to come out my shell because the ideas I have are important and I do have, like, the power in my hands to make a difference.
If I was in that situation, I would want to switch schools. It's hard to be in that type of setting when, like, you feel so different from these people when you're really not that different.
But there was a lot of other workshops. They were talking about immigration and how different immigrants come to our schools, but they don't get taught as well because they don't know our language. And that, like, a lot of these students get treated different and they get looked at as weird and they don't get the help that they actually need. That's also a big problem in our schools.
I feel like teachers don't really understand the fact that we all do come from different places. They should, like, learn how to, like, really accept all these different points of views and different dialects and backgrounds and religions and, like, genders and all that stuff.
We need teachers to help us, basically. We need them to help us get our point across. But I feel like sometimes teachers can be afraid of what's going to happen to them. I had a teacher. She went to the Women's Rights March here and she said something on a poster, and we saw it, and all the students was happy about it. Like, we were, like, putting on our Snapchat, and we, like, yes, this is what we need. And then we started to think about it. What if she gets in trouble? Like, that's something that I started thinking about. So I hurry up and took it off my social media because I didn't want her to get in trouble. But I also do want people to see that sometimes we need teachers who are going to be at the marches with us.
One, it's always good to have somebody who you know is older there, who has more experience with certain things, who has lived longer than you, that can help you. Yes, we know what we're doing, but to a certain extent, because we are also still kids. And after a while, it's like things might be too much. But then a lot of the teachers are scared and frightened because of our leadership or how they don't want to lose their job. And I definitely understand it.
I will fight for a teacher to get their job back if they did something they believed in and I also believe in.
And I would too, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they would get their job back. With the MLK Dreaming a Radically Youth Conference, like, I would have loved to see some teachers there, because those are the things that teachers need, because they would have learned so much about students, just like the little things that they do and say, how it affects all of us. I feel like that would have helped them. They would have been able to learn from it and then take it back to their schools. And that's where the teachings come in. We could teach these upcoming teachers so many new things and the things that can make our school systems better. And if you don't know what teach-ins are, basically we meet with upcoming teachers or college students that will one day become teachers. We talk to them about certain things that go on in our schools that we don't like and that we do like, and how they can be the best teacher that they can be and help the students the most that they can. It's good to have a student-teacher relationships and that they help in the long run. When I have teachers that I'm personal with and that I'm like cool with, and that like we get each other and we connect a lot, they could point certain things when I'm not in the best mood or they see something's going on. They can see it and nip it in the bud right in a way and help me with it. We have these things called self-contracts, where basically we write a contract to our teacher and asking them to help us with certain things, and we have them sign it so that basically it's a real contract. They'll always be there to help us, and that we know we have that adult to actually help us. And like before, they used to, like, I remember they used to say, like, your teachers aren't your friends and things like that. But I feel like when we have that kind of relationship, it makes the classroom run smoother, makes everything better, and it makes it, after a while, it turns into a family. If it's a classroom and it's a family, it makes the whole classroom, it makes everything go faster, you can learn more, everybody's getting along, everything's just much better. But when it's a room full of chaos and a teacher who just doesn't understand their students, who doesn't understand where they're coming from or how they feel, it'll never work.
School is basically like my second home. Like, if I'm not home, I'm at school. Or, you know, just like when I go out with my friends. But there's definitely things that I pick up from my teachers. And there's a lot of advice that I get from my teachers that I, like, try and, like, put into my life.
If we teach them when they first start, these are habits that they can form and always have with them. It would just change the way this next generation of teachers are going to come in.
I have a teacher, and something that he went through, he didn't want to go to, like, any other school. He picked our school for a reason, because when he was in college for teaching, he was around a diverse of people, and he was used to it. So when he did get a job where he wasn't around a diverse group of people, he heard how some people actually talk about it, and he was really confused, and he felt that this wasn't a setting for him. So he came to our school, and he said that he really does appreciate how diverse our school is, and that's something that I really like. He's, like, one of my favorite teachers. And at my school, they always talk about that. The students, they want us to talk about our problems. Like, I got detention a lot lately because I was skipping, like, my language class, because me and my friend, we would, like, go to the other building and talk about some things. So one day we got caught, and they wanted to know what we were talking about. And they're like, we would care. And I was like, you're not going to care the right way. And if I tell you that you need to care this way, it won't be the same because you didn't know. It's not going to feel the same.
It's just like a lack of understanding and, like, not being able to, like, get it. And, like, a lot of the teachers, like, they don't come from the same places that we are from. So it's like they don't understand or see certain things because we can point out that a kid's been through something because of how they did or react off of something. But if a teacher has never been through that or doesn't know this kid's situation or has never had a struggle in their life or can pinpoint certain things, they just don't know. So it's like they're just seeing this kid act out, but really it's a call for help.
They're assuming things that aren't true.
Yeah.
I'm a closed person. Like, I'll open up if I trust you. My teacher, she just didn't understand that, like, I was going through something. And she was just like, she's lazy. She doesn't like doing her work. She just doesn't want to try. She's giving up. And my other teacher, she seen what was going on, like, in my grades. And she came to talk to me. And she was like, you don't have to tell me exactly what's going on. But, like, just know that I'm here to support you. And I appreciated that a lot. And I feel like with these teachings, there's definitely a lot that we could teach the teachers, because there's a lot of stuff that I know for me personally, I wish there were certain qualities that some of my teachers had.
Just like they have a lack of understanding, sometimes we have a lack of understanding too as in students. And I feel like sometimes teachers will like pinpoint that to us, because there have been times where like teachers have talked to me and pulled me aside and said, like, Chris, like, I know you might be going through something or doing this and that, but that doesn't still give you the right to do this and that, or maybe that doesn't give you the right to still feel or think this way, or you can, but that doesn't mean you could react that way. And a lot of our schools, like, they're not diverse when it comes to the staff. I feel like when the school's diverse, it shows a lot more, because say there's that little boy who doesn't have any black male figures, and then he doesn't see any in the schools, but all he sees is negative portrayal of black men on TV. After a while, that gets to him, and he might not even know it at the time because he's so young, but and he doesn't know it's affecting him, but really, it really is, because growing up with no male figures at all, it's just like you're just there. Like, you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know which direction to go to. It's literally, like, just you trying to figure out what everything is.
I've been really hooked on this about equity instead of equality, because we should teach teachers that not every student is the same. Sometimes students learn slow or with their hands. Some students like to learn looking at a PowerPoint or watching a video.
Yeah, definitely, because it's like we're all different students. We all come from different backgrounds, and we all learn different ways. Like me, I'm more of a like a hands-on type learner. Like I cannot stand just sitting there and taking notes. Like I'll fall asleep. And it's not even that I want to fall asleep. It's just after a while, it's like I can't just keep taking notes.
Something with me, like I can't take notes, and I'm not a hands-on person either. You can give me a PowerPoint and, like, I'll take notes by myself. Don't come near me. Like, that's something that really irritates me when teachers hover over me to see if I'm doing the work. It's like, of course I'm doing the work. I just have to do it at my own pace. And I will get it done. I just need to be by myself.
I feel like it would be really cool if we had some actual teachers that had been teaching for a while come in and help with these teachings. We're in, like, we want teachers like that and students. If there's any students that plan on being teachers, you could contact us on our Facebook page at Teen Block, TEENBLOC, or at aplusschools.org. And we do have meetings if you just want to show up. The first Thursday and the third Tuesday of the month from 4:30 to 6:30, well, next to the Hill House and across from Two Cousins Beauty Supply. Honestly, on social media and television, you don't see too many black people doing well unless they're dribbling a ball or rapping a rap. And it's like good, but then it's also not, because that it seems like now that's what all the black kids are chasing. We have so many better opportunities, or there's opportunities to change where we come from, but it's because we're all looking at one thing and trying to reach one thing that all of us won't be able to get to.
We limit our own options.
And then that's where I feel like with that new movie, when Black Panther came out, it did a lot for us. Basically, he is a king from Wakanda. In Wakanda, they have their own, they're like a hidden kingdom. They're like hidden in Africa. There were like four villages that came together, or five. There was like five that had came together, and they had high-tech technology, but they had came together when they came to Africa to take them. So it was like, they hid for a while, and like they're hidden and like nobody knows, and the way you get there, it's like so, it's like crazy. Like if it was a real thing, I would love to go to Wakanda. Like I would just I would just be in there like, what do y'all need me to do? Oh, y'all need me to clean, fix stuff, fight, like what is it? Because like just seeing it, like it was a city of all black people who were doing good for themselves, and they were together, and they were just a big family, and it showed a thing for kids that I feel like that we really don't get to see, really, in the black community. And, like, some people are saying, like, well, it's just a movie, and it's just a movie. Yes, but in that movie, the only white people that I had seen were, like, three security guards, and they were only in the scene for, like, 5 minutes. And that was just so powerful because not that there wasn't any white people, but that there were so many black people in roles and in powerful roles and leading roles, one as a king and a woman general. And they're like fighting for what they believe in and are standing up, not letting anyone stand on their back. It's just powerful for the kids now, because I know like growing up, when I wanted to watch superheroes, I like will always wish there was a black superhero. And I didn't know anything about Black Panther. The only thing I knew about was Static Shock. And after a while, that show was, like, done. So it was like I had no representation of a black superhero or somebody who stood up for what they believed in.
One thing that I heard was some people were upset because it had nothing to do with, like, black history. And I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen, like, little clips and I've seen trailers and stuff. Every time something good comes out, especially, like, with the black community, it's just, like, no matter how good it is and how powerful it is, somebody finds a way to like try and like step it down a notch.
There was a reason why they did decide to release it in February, because it's Black History Month, and it shows that we need to start showing these type of things so kids our age and other little kids should see that you can find acceptance in many other ways.
And like for me, I feel like there were a lot of meaningful things in there. Black Panther, like in the movie, the people that were usually helping him were black women. Like that was so powerful alone. And then like there was this one scene where the bad guy, like he ends up dying. But before like he died, Black Panther was like, we can still save you. But he said, bury me next to my ancestors in the ocean, because they knew that death was better than bondage. Like it's so true. Like I never thought of it that way. Like our ancestors really killed themselves because they felt like I'd rather not be a slave. And I definitely understand it. Just hearing him say that, and in a movie, a superhero movie, I never thought that he would have said anything like that.
I feel like it could spark like a lot of ideas into people and inspire them to like make more movies like this. Maybe like the exact, not the exact same thing, but like more movies with like majority like African Americans or like even just like regular minorities. Little kids, they like go on TV and see all like these white superheroes, and it's just like, oh, that's not me on the screen. I can't do that. But all these new people getting inspired to make movies, it's like a little kid can just be sitting there like eating Fruit Loops, and it's like, oh, that's me on the screen. I can do that. Like, I can be that one day.
But then I also feel like it would be bigger than films. Like, I feel like this would be the thing that would teach kids certain lessons, or like, because I know they have to make another Black Panther, especially because of how it ended. I just feel like that movie, and if they continue to make more movies, it's going to do more than just make the film community better. I feel like it could change people's mindsets and how we do certain things and overall everything.
So that concludes this episode of Youth Block on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio. Special thanks to Chanessa, Amy, Brandon, A-Plus Schools, and especially Pulse. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to aplusschools.org. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.